All right, this is good. All right, I have some things to share with you this morning. I got a question for you first. Which would you rather be, weak or strong? Strong, yeah. Which would you rather be, a winner or loser? A winner, of course. How about a superhero or a sidekick? A superhero. Well, we all want to be strong, but sometimes we have troubles, right? We're not always strong. Sometimes we find out we're not so strong. What do we do then? That's what really matters. Tell you a little story. I know a child. He's little, not yet two, and he has some troubles. This child wants to snap his own pants, but he can't. He tries and tries, and when he starts getting frustrated, he cries. I ask him, "Can I help you?" And he says, "No, me do it myself." Then he throws himself down on the floor and kicks his feet and screams and cries. Finally, I just let him go with his pants undone. He wants to be a big kid. Is he a big kid? No. He wants to do everything himself. Can he do everything himself? No. He gets really upset. Does that help him? No. You know what he should do instead of all that fussing and carrying on? Ask for help. I heard you. I heard you. He should ask for help. Well, here's a Bible verse that we're talking about today. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. Doesn't seem like it would be true, does it? How can I be weak and strong at the same time? What does that mean? We're going to play a little game and see what that means. I have in here two scissors. This one and this one. Which one do you think would be stronger for cutting paper or cardboard? Which one?
The purple one.
You think the purple one?
Yeah.
But it's littler. You think that one would be stronger?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Let me show you another thing. I have this light here. And I have this lamp here. Which one do you think would be stronger for shining in the dark? The big lamp probably makes sense, probably might be stronger for shining in the dark. Okay. And then I have a picture here. I have this man. And I have this little boy. Which one do you think would be stronger for handling life's troubles? Yeah, maybe the man would be stronger, you think? Okay. All right, you seem to mostly pick the bigger item. And it might seem like that's the strongest, but bigger doesn't necessarily mean stronger, right? Because look at the lamp. Does the lamp shine by itself?
I don't see it shining now.
What does it need to shine? It's got to be plugged in, right? Even the light bulb inside won't shine by itself, right? It's got to be plugged in. This lamp also doesn't shine by itself, does it? What's it have inside?
A battery
that makes it shine. Now, what if the big light is not plugged in and the little light has a battery? Which one shines brighter? Which one's better for helping you see in the dark? It's not plugged in. The little one, it needs power, right? Okay. Do the scissors cut by themselves? Okay. Cut, scissors, go ahead. Are they cutting? What do they need? They need a hand, right? They need the hand to make them cut, but they also need hands to sharpen them, because sometimes scissors get dull and then they don't cut well. Let's say this big scissors is dull and it won't cut. It hasn't been sharpened. And then this little scissors is sharp. Which one's going to cut better then? The little one, right. Okay. Now look at this last one that we looked at. The boy and the man. You'd think the man would be stronger for handling life's troubles, right? Because he's lived longer, he's got lots of experience, he learns. But what if the man thinks he can do everything all by himself and he doesn't need God's help? And what if the little boy knows that he can't do everything by himself and he asks God for help? Who's stronger then? The little boy, because we can't do things. We can't handle life on our own without God's help. And if the little boy knows it and he asks for help, then he's stronger. So I think that's what it means, that when you're weak, you're strong. When you know that you need help and you ask for help, you're stronger than those people who think they can do everything by themselves. Pray with me, please. Dear Jesus, help me to know that I need you. Help me not to worry and not to get upset when I fail. Help me to ask you for help because you are strong and you love me. Amen. Amen.
Service will continue as we sing. You can remain seated while we sing. God bless you. Thank you, Jill.